Sarah, get things better?
I think so, yeah. Yes. Hold on. I think this new medicine's working.
We're gonna study Romans, but Romans 12. But I want to go to Ezekiel 8 to sort of make an introduction. This is where Ezekiel sees what's going on. And you got to remember that each one of us are the temple of God. And so the Spirit of God takes him into the temple of God. But he first says, he takes him to a hole. And every time, whenever we see a hole or a opening, that something is dangerous to us, then we have to go. Normally, what we do is we go cover it up so that we don't. But instead, here, well, let's start in verse 6. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary, but turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. Again, you've got to understand this. When it says that he should go far off from his sanctuary, the far off from his sanctuary means that you are either going back, I don't care if it's yesterday, you are going back in time, or you're going forward in time. You're not in the now. That's where his sanctuary, and that's where he is, always in the now. So they should go far off from my sanctuary. That's the first abomination. What?
The only way to go back in time is...
in your mind.
That, yeah, that's your time machine.
But it's a stupid time machine. Because it doesn't remember right in the past, and it has no business looking into the future. All right. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. He didn't know it was the door. He just saw the hole. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Now that's a description of your mind. All the abominations of the house of Israel portrayed upon your walls. Now, there's two kinds of things going on there. One is the graven images, which are etched, and the other is the molten images. And the molten images, graven images are thought processes, and molten images are emotions. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Saphan. Okay, the 70 men are your board of elders, all the voices that you hear talking to you. And in the middle of them was Jezaniah. Jezaniah is the Antichrist. With every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. And that every man his censer are all those voices. And the thick cloud of incense is the false prayers, the prayers to the false gods about what you're going to do about this and what am I going to do about that. It never ends. Then he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery, or of his imagination, or of his mind. For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. And every time you believe that something isn't right, something is wrong, this is just wrong. Every time you that comes into you, then what happens? Then you believe God has forsaken the earth. That's not what you say, but that's a sense. Because if the presence, the first love, were always there, then this other crap would be meaningless. But you believe God has forsaken the earth, and so this is the activities you do. Everybody got that?
What does forsaken mean?
He's left you. He's left you to your own devices. You're just a poor little victim of the universe. All right, now let's go to Romans 12. Verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. That's the word. That's that little phrase is what we're going to look at this morning. What does that have to do with all the stuff I just talked about? Dissimulation is this great word in Greek, anupokritos. It means to take up another statement's or script, i.e., something learned. So, if love, let love be without dissimulation. This, what you've learned is what the Bible calls the traditions of men, how to do it. So let's look at this and see if we can really understand what this love being without dissimulation means. Go to 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 13. So wherefore gird up, chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, that's not revelation in the future, that's the revelation now with repentance. Are you there? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18.
One what?
13.
Then we're going to start in verse 13. Okay, again. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. That means in all your way of life. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, your vain manner of life, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be only in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed. And that's not talking about money. as a not of corruptible sperma,
23.
But of incorruptible, by the word of God. Jesus Christ is the word of God, which abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth away. The flower thereof fadeth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. Now, so you're not, as much as you know that in verse 18, you know you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. What I'm trying to get to you is to see that all of your value systems, every single one, all of your opinions, every single one were received by tradition from your fathers because you had to learn them. And so it's this is let love be without dissimulation. Let love be without another statements. Everything that you, every opinion you have, every idea you have is from another. And so your love is with dissimulation. You got it? So again, there can't even be love until there's emptying because it'll be conditional. Now let's see, look at some more tradition of men. See what Jesus said about it. Go to Matthew 15.
When I was listening to the reading, it was interesting because I wasn't hearing it word by word. It was a whole thing, not a small sentence. It totally described a simulation. So.
Everybody there at Matthew 15?
No.
Gary, if you use two hands, you might get there faster.
He's not there.
He's only using one hand, too.
Everybody put your balls down.
One hand for the ball.
It's not going anywhere.
Why do you guys hold your bowl?
It's warm.
It's round.
It's brown.
Wade.
That, too.
All right. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?" And then in this case, "For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." No, that's just the start of it. He answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and utter not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus you have made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites! You did well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the traditions of men." Now if you look, go to a Christian bookstore. I promise you, 99.99% is teaching the traditions of men. Now, in the context of this, the traditions of men are a parable for all of Babylon, for putting on the Babylonish garment, because the essence of Babylon is cause and effect. If I do this, this will happen. That's why everyone is bowing down to that god Bel, because everyone, you almost automatically go to what is a tradition, which is cause and effect, instead of that moment of dependence, living only in that moment, never in the past or in the future. And if you slip and go to the future for a second, or go back to the past for a second, even yesterday, Father, forgive me, I'm back in the mercy seat. Is this making any sense? I wish Terry were here. Never mind. Let love be without dissimulation. To take up another's statements or script. Do something that is learned. Now, what I think you will find out was at the instant there is not repentance on your daily life, dissimulation will come run into its place.
Dissimulation will do what?
We'll jump in at that moment, because you will revert to the traditions of men. You will revert to something you've learned.
Because you don't want to be weak or vulnerable or closed or stupid.
Do you really understand this? You think?
The only way that this love without simulation can occur is when you are here now. When you're right here and now. It cannot happen in any other.
Right. And therefore, that's the only way love can happen.
Right. Pure.
No, forget pure. Love. Anything other than love is no love. If this can penetrate the walls of your mind, then repentance will be your only option 24 hours a day. You can never again say to the Father, well, I'm just going to go along and then God will do it when it's His time to do it, because He's already done it. Gary. So time can never, ever, ever be a justification for rebellion. Saying, well, that's the way little babies do it. That can never be a justification for rebellion. Be ye holy, even as your Father in heaven is holy. If you heard me today, you can never, ever again do anything except fear God. All right, back to Romans. Okay, the sentences, the construction of this sentence in verse 9 is interesting. Let is the operative word. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. And the implication is everything other than that love without dissimulation is evil. You understand in terms of it, you abhor. That means utterly detest anything other than love without dissimulation. And so by definition, that means you have to detest or abhor the traditions of men as it applied to you. You can't go on abhorring other, except if, because this is all part of what exhortation is, to cause to pass to the other state. Not going to New Mexico, but going to eternity.
This feeds right back to the tree of knowledge. Because you can't be judging good and evil and be in love without dissimulation.
You can't do anything except love. Faith which worketh by love. You can have no faith without love, without dissimulation. This is severely tested. But that's no excuse. When it says he will put no temptation on you more than you can bear, it's because you were designed in a particular way so that these idols, graven and molten images, can be destroyed. But woe unto that person that holds on to those. It'd be better that you never heard anything at all. Let's read that one in 1 Peter again. 1 Peter 1. Verse 14, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. And all you could say there, according to the former needs, the former wants. It sounds so sincere. Well, I just want this, or I just want that. No, it's all the same. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. No, you're doing it, Gary.
That's quite a statement there, isn't it? Fashioning yourself according to your ignorance.
And it's the same statement where it says that you're fashioning yourself as an angel of light. That's what you do when you do this.
Yeah. Pretty stupid. Former lusts, former desires.
Former way I want things should be. Remember, the essence of true belief is losing the capacity to think that the state you're in should be different than it is. But lose it at all times. Because by definition, in that state, you have lost self-awareness, therefore you have mortified the flesh. This is where the religion that's going on in your temple can be destroyed, so that the true religion can be manifest. Because I promise you, the religion of your mind is the antithesis of the religion of God. And unless you abhor it, you will continue excusing it.
You can't abhor it if you don't see what it is, if you still are judging that it's a good religion or has some good...
Or sweet thought.
Or
a good idea.
Why would you abhor it?
Well, you don't. That's why you continue to walk in deception, fashioning yourself after your own lusts. Learn by their tradition. Well, that's not tradition. That's just, I knew that. I just figured that out for myself. No, you didn't. There's nothing new under the sun. That which was, has been, and is, and will be. I mean, there's nothing new. Amen? You're doing it. You're about to make a Kevinism.
I laugh to myself.
Will you share that with the class?
I laugh out loud.
It's gone now. It's in the past.
Never repeats your digital.
But now is in the present.
What is?
That's good. That's pretty good. One for Kevin, zero for Oleg. Take it big guy quick. Notice I got, I've collected about 3 hours of rollover minutes the last 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
He's got some fuzzy math.
He's only gone 2 days.
Yeah, fuzzy math.
Fuzzy math.